Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Ferrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Ferrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. So, Ferrell on the bench with Carver High. We got so much to do, Carver High and I, that we don't even want guests tonight. We really don't. The only reason I'd call Denny is because I love him and he's a freak and I'd love to just bother him.
Yeah, he's still at the game.
Yeah, because I want to get him on when he's drunk or partying or in some club or whatever. And, you know, then he told me he's with his wife, so that ruins everything. But it depends. Maybe his wife's cool. Maybe she parties. Maybe she likes to get her swerve on. Who knows?
Denny's a cool guy.
She could be like
34C,
a dynamic woman that wants to rock and roll.
Look, Denny's a cool dude. I'm sure that, you know, he's not, you know, hanging with a wet mop. I mean, I'm sure that he's got things going on. She's probably a cool chick.
Yeah. I need a, you know, 34C is a dynamic woman, a lover, a fighter. Italian, crazy. She's on fire. She means business. But anyway, I would have loved to have caught him with a few, you know, glasses of Belvedere in him. You know what I mean? Like rocks, Belvedere rocks. Your boy Denny, smooth, rocking it in the Big Apple. It's nice and smelly.
They are where they're going to extras. I just watched Jansen get the last out in the bottom of the ninth. So they go to the 10th out in Flushing.
Can you believe that they blew a 4-0 lead to Dodgers and the Mets scored 4 in the 7th?
Mets are back.
Yeah, they were dead in the water like a red tide, like the fish in Red Tide, where they all die and wash up to shore and it smells. They got a Dom Smith singled, a Conforto scored, then McNeil singled, Smith scored, Nemo scored, Alonso went to third, then Alonso scored, McNeil to second on a pass ball, and it was 4-4. So a crazy game out in Queens at Citi Field right now, 4-4. Huge series for the Mets against the Dodgers this weekend.
And this is the start of just a brutal stretch. I mean, they get the Dodgers at home for 3 this weekend. Then they head west, 3 with the Giants, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in San Francisco. Then the Dodgers again for 4 at Chavez Ravine next weekend. And then they come home one day off, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, against the Giants again, this time at Citi Field. 13 straight games against the two best teams in the National League. Not easy for the Mets.
But then they play the Nationals and Marlins.
Yes, and, get fat time.
Yeah, and then, I mean, literally.
They're going to need it.
They literally play them all the way until September 9th is the last game against the Marlins. And they, I mean, that is crazy. So they, let me get this straight. So they actually, when they're done playing the Giants, Then the Giants come to Flushing, and then they play the Nationals at home, the Marlins at home, and then they go to the Nationals, And then they go to the Marlins. I mean, they play the Nationals and Marlins home and away like crazy. We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 204, our satellite partners. And, of course, Mightier 1090 in all of Southern California. Yeah, yeah, should do be. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? And then also, oh, by the way, we're coming up on the anniversary of Mightier 1090 next week or something like that.
That's right.
Isn't that great that 1090's back from the dead?
A year under the
like
sun.
Jesus. They yeah. came back from the dead like Jesus. That's just impressive. Great job by Bill Hagen, your boy Cap, El Capitan, Scott Kaplan, Capitan. I'm the captain now. And also Sports Map Radio Network, Craig Larson and the crew down in H-Town. Darren Peck running Sports Byline USA. Ron Barr, our good friends in the city by the bay. All on Sports Grid Radio. There you go. So anyway, they play the Marlins and Nationals at home. Then they play the Nationals and Marlins on the road. Then they play the Yankees in three at City. Then they got the Cardinals in. Then the Phillies in. Then they go to Boston for two with the Red Sox. Then they go to the Brewers, Marlins again. And then the last three games are in Atlanta against the Braves. So with all of that daunting schedule, up, fumble up. We got to fumble on the football field. We got to fumble on the football field. We got a loose ball. We got some loose change. Dallas fumbled the ball.
Man, they stink.
And we're trying to see who's got the rock. It has to be Dallas because, oh no, are they going to give it to Arizona? Are they going to give it to Arizona? Are they going to give it to Arizona? They are. I never saw the refs point the other way, but apparently Arizona's going crazy. He definitely fumbled. Still 3-3, a real thriller at the toaster. What do you think, Carver High? Am I going to get sexual favors for the errands I ran tonight?
I think it's definitely possible. I mean, they should at least be considered, you would think, after a situation like that.
I mean, like on top of my usual, you know, hookup. Like, you know, right. The usual weekend splash. I think I deserve, you know, an additional,
a top off,
you know, like a debriefing, an additional debriefing. Might have to have a top off security meeting. A little top off.
Your boy, Familia, out at City Field. He lit the match, baby, and the Dodgers had no problem with it. 2-run homer, 6-4 Dodgers now. Still batting, top of the 10th. I have to see who hit it.
I'll tell you who hit it. Smith hit it.
There you go. Will Smith. Nice job.
With Muncy on board.
Muncy was the runner at second to start the inning. So there you go.
Yes. So anyway, going back to my question, I asked you, with the schedule that they have, the rest of the way, the brutal trip out west, all those National and Marlins games, the Yankees, the Red Sox, the Cardinals, the Phillies, and then to end it in Atlanta with the Braves. Yay or nay on the Mets winning the NL East?
Honestly, I think that we have to revisit this after these 13 games because here's why. Are they going to go 500 in these 13 games? Are they going to go even a game? Are they going to go 6-7 against the Dodgers and Giants over the next 2 weeks? Because here's the problem. If they go 3-10, they could get buried and all those games aren't going to matter. So how they get through these next 2 weeks, if they could just stay afloat, even honestly, even 5-8, I think keeps them alive. Because it's not, you know, it's not like the Phillies and the Braves will run away with it. They got to go at least 5-8 over these 13 games. And if they do that, then the schedule sets up where then they can make some ground. But if they get buried with a 2-11 or a 3-10, that's going to finish them off.
So your gut feeling is when they go play the Dodgers and Giants on the West Coast that they're essentially in big trouble.
Well, look, let's take tonight. If they don't get, they're down 2 runs now. They're going to lose this first game here. I mean, they came back from down 4-0, and they're still going to lose the game. That's 1 in the hole already. 0-1. 12 games to go. You know, 6-6.
So it's 12. It's 13 games. 10 out west and 3 here this weekend.
No, it actually goes 3-7-3. So 3 at Citi Field against the Dodgers. Then they go west for 7 games. 3 in San Francisco, 4 in LA, and then they come home for the to play the Giants again at Citi Field.
Oh, all right.
So the Citi Field is like the bread on the sandwich. They got the Citi Field at the beginning, they got the Citi Field at the end. In the middle, they got to go to San Francisco and LA.
So my boy, Cole Hahn Casey, went to San Francisco to see the Diamondbacks, the D-Bags, and the Giants play this week, right? He went to the game, I think, on Thursday night. He took his entire family up to San Francisco. They went to Alcatraz. They went to fancy restaurants. They did it all. But the one thing that he did that stood out to me, and I had to comment on it, and I wrote about it on Facebook. He went to the greatest bar in San Francisco that I've ever been to in my life. This place is called the Buena Vista.
Ooh.
Now, the Buena Vista is legendary. And it's at the bottom of Chestnut and Hyde, all the way at the down at the bottom near the wharf and everything down, you know. I used to live at the top of Chestnut and Hyde at the top of the mountain. And I mean to tell you, like the cliff, and you go all the way down the trolley, down into the wharf, whatever. And the Buena Vista. Now, it's been a long time since I lived in San Francisco. So if I got the neighborhood, you know, exactly where the trolley lets you off down there at the bottom, if I got it wrong, then, you know, strike me dead. But here's the deal. I never forgot the Buena Vista ever. And the Buena Vista, let me just tell you, they had the greatest breakfast you have ever had in your life. And I mean to tell you, they pour the meanest, just shack-faced Irish coffees you ever had in your life. Filled, absolutely filled with Jameson and coffee and whipped cream. And I mean to tell you, I mean, who needs a lover when you got that going? I used to go down there every single Sunday morning. I lived there for a year, and they knew me. They're like, here comes Pharrell from KMBR. Get him a table. Here he comes because he can drink. And I mean to tell you, I drink 10 of them. I left there with, you remember, Carver, you've seen me drink the Frappuccinos like 6, 7, 8 at a time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't F around. And I would go to this Buena Vista, and I mean to tell you, because first of all, I can drink more coffee than anybody on the face of the earth. I can drink more than Cubans in Miami, Cuban cocaine coffee. I can drink more of those, too. You've seen me go out to dinner, Carver High, and drink 6 double espressos. Like
true.
Doing an 8-ball. Like doing an 8-ball. And I'm lit like I'm on a kilo of blow. But when you go to the Buena Vista and drink that hot coffee with J-Mo and whipped cream, and the first thing he did was show a picture of him with a big old girthy Buena Vista Irish coffee. They're legendary. I mean,
it's beautiful.
It's the greatest. I used to leave there and just stagger in. We used to have a room in my fraternity called the Stagger Inn, which was just a professional drinking and drug room where you'd go in and just get your rocks off at the Phi Psi house at Indiana University, the Stagger Inn. But I used to stagger in out of the Buena Vista. I'd go down there all friendly and I'd leave there just surly drunk.
He's on fire.
Hammered. I couldn't even hold on to the trolley going back up the hill. I was so lit. And I mean, in the middle of it, I'd go outside and smoke a fat bowl too on top of it. I'd go back in for more.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
I mean, I took my pants off. I had sex in the right on the sidewalk.
Oh.
The other thing is that I used to juggle at the top of Chestnut and Hyde over by the Crooked Street, Lombard Street, whatever it is.
Looks like we got ourselves a ladies' man.
And I would juggle. I would juggle four balls, 100 miles an hour. You've seen me juggle, Carver Hyde. I would put a hat down and juggle, and people would just pour money into my hat like I was some homeless dude looking for tips. And I would juggle, and they would give me all their money. Meanwhile, I was making tons of money doing the radio show at KMBR. But I juggled for tips on Lombard Street because I just like to entertain people. But most of the time I did it after I left the Buena Vista, and I was shack-faced. I mean, just shack-faced. The other night, my boy Cole Hahn was there with his family having Buena Vista, and he had the Irish coffee going with his girl Rusty. And I mean to tell you, I got full wood. Full wood. I couldn't even stop myself. I was like, when I saw the picture of the Irish coffee at the Buena Vista, I just went, whoop. Done deal. I was like, I mean to tell you, I would go to San Francisco right now on a plane just to have that Irish coffee. I'd start drinking again. I'd start drinking again. That's how good it is. You can make it at home. Two shots deep of J-Mo with black coffee, real good bean black coffee, and just tons of whipped cream. Boom. You are in like Freddie Flintstone. All right, Pharrell on the bench. So Cole Hahn Casey is a legend on the show over the years, going way back to the Howard Stern days and CBS days, and even now on Sports Grid Radio and on 1090 in San Diego. He's like an extraordinary friend of mine. I love him. I love his family. I love his kids. He means the world to me. He's the best lawyer in the world. He's high end. I mean, this guy gets more people out of trouble than anybody in the history of the world. Pro athletes galore. He's gotten so many athletes out of trouble, he won't even talk about it because it's so private and so good at what he does. He's like your boy, Rusty Harden. He'll get you out of trouble. He's the man. He's the best. He sets the standard. He will kick your ass. If you're up against him in court, you lose before. Like when they find out they're up against Cole in court, the other lawyer becomes a priest. I mean, they just quit. And that's the end of it. All right, so I want to bring him on because I want to talk about some things with him. Cole Hahn.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, so I was telling the story on the air tonight. Yeah, I got you. I was telling the story on the air tonight, right, of that you were in San Francisco the other day and that you did the whole deal, Alcatraz, fancy restaurant. I said, but there's only one thing that gave me full wood. And I literally wrote about it when you put that picture up. I wrote, I was like, just jealousy central that you went, you are so badass that you know about the Buena Vista and that you went down there. And not only do you know about it, but you know that that is the best Irish coffee, Jameson filled, Java filled, whipped cream filled, gigantic mug of Get High ever. I mean, that is the greatest like coffee alcohol drink ever. I mean, it blows all others out of the water. I used to get inebriated every Sunday there for an entire year. I had my own table. They knew I was coming. They knew I was an alcoholic and they knew I was 10, 12 deep every Sunday. And I meant business. And I would go out in between at halftime, six deep, and I'd smoke a bowl. I'd have sex on the sidewalk. That place, the greatest coffee, Jameson, Irish coffee drink you ever had in your life. Tell them, Cole Hahn.
Well, yeah, it's famous for that. And apparently it's where Irish coffee originated in the United States. They tell the whole story about how they found the recipe in the 1930s out in the Shannon Airport in Ireland. So when I went to Ireland, I flew into Shannon just to have the Irish coffee. It was pretty amazing. But, you know, we were here last night, and we have our three kids here with us, oldest one being age 12. And we were like, you know, yeah, you guys look tired. Lay down. We're going down to the Buena Vista. And parents of the year over here, we just decided to lock the door and leave and went to the Buena Vista and had Irish coffee. But now, because of COVID, they do even better. You can get it to go. You literally walk in, they give you a to-go cup with the coffee and the cream and the sugar, and they hand you two bottles of Tullamore Dew and tell you, get out of here. Go take your whiskey and go, you know, beat it off to the next corner. Go get drunk in the gutter like everybody else over here.
So when you take the line down, I lived at the top of Chestnut and Hyde up by Lombard Street, right at the top of the hill there. When it lets you off down
right at the top,
at the bottom, is it at Fisherman's Wharf down there, or where is it? Like, it's before the wharf, right?
It's right next to Ghirardelli, the big Ghirardelli Plaza, which is, it's right where the cable cars terminate at Fisherman's Wharf. So
right,
like if you come out of like Union Square or whatever, you come up over Knob Hill and you come back down past Lombard and all of that. You hit at the end of Hyde and Jefferson right there at Fisherman's Wharf. And we're staying at the hotel, which is literally right next door, the old cannery building called the Argonaut Hotel, right on Fisherman's Wharf. It's an amazing hotel.
Are you still there now?
Yeah. We are here. And again, because I'm such a great partner to my lady here, we're sitting in the hotel room watching the Giants game.
Well, because you went to the game the other
tourist.
Well, you went to the game the other day. What, Thursday night? You went last night?
No, we went last night. Last night, we watched the. I'm a Giants fan, obviously born and raised up here. But last night we watched the Giants wax the Rockies like a hairy lady, and they're doing it again today. Right now, it's 5-2 in the fifth.
Hey, so are you going again tomorrow, or are you just going to the one game?
We're just going to the one game. We're heading back to San Diego tomorrow.
So what about you took them out to Alcatraz? What did the kids think of that haunted house?
I mean, it's crazy, you know, what can you say? There's a lot of history there, a lot of shenanigans. It's kind of freaky when you look down on the cement and you see like the bullet holes from all the stuff that went out there, and they were all fascinated with who escaped and how'd they get out and what happened to them and where are they now. That was the constant question throughout the whole thing.
Right.
But it was cold out there too. I mean, it got really cold and windy, but it was fun. It's a fun, you know, anybody that comes to San Francisco, it's a must see. And I mean, like I said, I grew up here, so I've been there a bunch of times, you know, as a kid and everything, but it's still fun to take your own kids. That's kind of cool.
What did they think when they were in those old creepy ghost filled cells? I saw the pictures. I was like, that would creep me out, bro. Even now.
Well, what creeped them out even more is the fact we told them we were going to build one in the house. And so if, you know, they start, you know, getting out of line, you get solitary confinement, you get a tin full of bread and water, and that's where you're going to live for a week, in darkness.
So when you go back to San Diego, and they're listening on 1090 right now in San Diego, coming up on the anniversary of bringing it back from the dead, when 1090 went dark, and now it's back again, and we're booming in Southern California. You know, Cole took me to the baseball game, and he took me to the Blind Burrow to dinner, and he spent like about a dime on me that night on my birthday. I owe him at least a dime.
Your birthday.
But I owe him a dime, Carver High, of, you know, basically strip clubs, blow, hookers, New York City style. I owe Cole Hahn Casey like a huge bash because Vegas or something, because he did me up so much. How much fun do I have every year coming to San Diego surfing and going to Padre games? Tell him, Cole Hahn.
Well, it's amazing, and I just wish you would just, you know, kind of get your head out of your can and get out here and just move out here and hurry up. And if your boy comes out here to go to SDSU, go Aztecs, my alma mater. You know, I'm gonna corrupt him anyway, so you're going to have to come out here to rescue him at some point.
Right, so here's what Cole Hahn did, just so people can understand. So Cole Hahn took he took Gunner on his first college tour. Gunner wants to go to San Diego State. That's his primary choice. And so Cole rolls out in the Aston Martin. We're living large, doing a buck 20 on the highway. He's got one hand on the wheel. He's pimping. We get him out to the campus. We're walking on campus. And Cole Hunt says, right to my son, 16 years old, he says, "You know, Gunner, it's tough making that 7:30 a.m. class when you're still drinking tequila off a chick's ass at 6:15. But I think you can do it." And I just thought it was the greatest line I'd ever heard in my life. And my son's face just lit up with a smile. And then we went into the bookstore and spent about $1,000 on clothes. And how'd you like that? Kawhi Leonard Red Road Aztec basketball jersey he got?
Yeah, man, he's styling. Well, he's got to prepare. He's got to come out. And, you know, as I said, you get him out here, let me put him under my wing for a few weeks, and he'll be a changed man. You know, he'll be hanging out down at down in Tijuana, you know, drinking shots down there. I mean, that's the thing. When I came down to San Diego, you know, everybody goes down to Tijuana. It's 15 minutes away. And, you know, their version of an ID is like, you know, a crayon written on a piece of paper. And you could be 14 down there if you want. Yeah, that's fine, amigo. Come on in. What are you drinking? As long as you got money.
I love that. And it's so awesome there. And I just want you to know that I've come home here to my usual malaise and misery. It's been 100 degrees here for 4 days. It smells like vomit and urine. It's like the Philippines in New York City. It is so awful here, bro. And then we've had tornadoes,
I know.
Lightning strikes, hail. Live in hell. I live in hell, and you live in heaven. And then you constantly have pictures of you sitting out on your fat crib in Del Mar with a cigar in your hand and a sunset and like showing the sun setting in between your fingers and a fat stogie riding right next to the sun out of the like crack of your fingers that you're smoking it out of. I mean, you really know how to rub it in my face.
And don't forget with the hot air balloons flying over us too, you know, I mean, that part doesn't suck either. They fly so close to my house. I mean, you can literally wave to the people in the balloons. It's right there.
Hey,
so,
listen.
Yeah, it's a cool time, man. It's a good place.
Hey, you're the best. Thanks for a great time in San Diego as always. You're a hell of a tour guide. Thanks for corrupting my son with tequila tales and bad behavior at San Diego State. Have fun in San Francisco. Hugging a kiss to Rusty and the boys. I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Much love, man. See you guys. Take care.
Cole Hunt Casey, Esquire. He means business, Carver High. That guy's an absolute badass. I love that dude. We usually go to fights in Vegas together. We have a gambling problem, cigar problem, liquor problem, women problems. We both have hot wives. You know what I mean? Hot chicks, they follow us around like bad weather. It's Pharrell on the bench. So the Mets got one back, but lost 6-5 to the Dodgers. So there you go. 0-1, Carver High. And that's that. And the Cardinals are up 10-6 on the Cowboys. Let me just see if that game's back on real quick because I was watching it nonstop. And
what were you laying in that one?
In that one, I was laying 1.5.
Mm.
And they're up 10-6 right now. But I don't know. I could look. It'll take me 1 second. Right here, just to let you know how much time's left. Oh, it's halftime. So there's all kinds of football left in that game, 10-6. So I'm nowhere near safe at all. Just like the Bills, but the Bills won for me and covered. I got a point and I had them outright. So I'm 10-0 in the first several 10-0 in the first several preseason NFL bets. Not that it matters, but that's what the season's going to be like as usual. When I start betting on football, I make people tons of money. Just go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. Everybody's happy. It's simple. Carver High knows it's true. I'm dangerous. And All the Pharrellavidians love it. They love my site. They love making money. Anyway, here's the deal. Nationals lead the Braves in the fifth, 2-1. I mean, what, they have bad weather there? Something must have been, because it's midnight. They're still playing.
Weather delay.
Astros 4-0 over the Angels. I got that game going. How about the D-bags leading the Padres in the 6-2-0? That's a shock.
And they crushed them last night, 12-2 or whatever it was. They beat them up.
Yeah. Must be so he went to the game that they won. Didn't he go to the 7-0 Giants?
Yeah, the Giants beat the Rockies 7-0 last night.
Oh, and now they're playing the Diamondbacks tonight.
No, the Giants played the Diamondbacks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. That was the game with the error at the end of the game where they walked off the error.
That's, you're right. That's the one that my friend went to the D-backs. The D-backs beat the Padres.
They beat the Padres last night in that first game, 12-3 or something, and now they're beating them again tonight.
That's where my confusion was. I was tripping. I was thinking of the Giants, and it was the Padres are playing them. All right, so here you go. The Giants are up 5-2 on the Rockies right now. Cole's watching a game in his hotel suite, and he sent me a picture of his hot girl, Rusty, and she was just none too happy that she had to stay in the hotel to watch the Giants game on the TV, and she was having none of it. Blue Jays and Mariners are in Seattle. It's 2-2 in the sixth. The Red Sox beat the Orioles 8-1. Dodgers 6-5 over the Mets in 10. Reds 6-1 over the Phillies. Marlins 14-10 over the Cubs. Indians 7-4 over the Tigers. Rangers upset the A's 8-6. I cannot believe they beat the A's. The A's have been on fire. Cardinals 6-0 over the Royals. And the Rays 10-4 over the Twins. Brewers, Pirates rained out. I hit the Rays, Cardinals, Indians, Marlins, Dodgers, Red Sox. And I have the Astros going, Padres, Giants, and Mariners. So I'm pretty hot again in baseball tonight. What did you think of, in all honesty, the Reds going into Philly? And because I want to see that. They played, they kicked the Braves' ass last night, 12-3. And then they go to Philly again on the road, check into the hotel, get up, go play the Phillies tonight, and they kick their ass 6-1.
Votto homered again.
Look at this team.
They're hot right now, and Votto has been absolutely on fire. The Winkman's been on fire. I think Castellanos had a homer tonight as well. And they were facing Wheeler tonight too. So they were facing the Phillies' best pitcher, and they whacked him around. Huge win for the Reds. They've been playing really well the last few weeks, and that's why the Padres screwing around, you know, with the Diamondbacks the last couple nights, and the Reds are winning. You know, that's just more games that Cincinnati's picking up on the Padres for what you thought was maybe a locked-in second wildcard spot. Maybe it's not anymore.
Bryce Harper ejected in the Phillies loss. Votto has another big night with a home run. His power barrage, he's been just going crazy lately. I just want to see where it stands now in terms of what you just said, right?
That's three games back, and it's going to be 2.5 if the Padres lose tonight. Be 2 in the loss if the Padres lose this game.
So they'd be 2.5 back if the Padres lose again tonight, right?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, now you're starting to get a little bit hairy in San Diego with your Padres lead slipping away, right? And that they're losing in Arizona to that terrible D-bags team. And I'm not talking about D-backs. I mean, they are so bad, Arizona. I cannot believe what they're doing to the Padres.
I'm going to tell you this, though. And this is for everybody out there and Mightier 1090 down in Southern California, the whole deal. I know Tatis has been hurt. I get it. He's missed some time. He's gone down at really tough moments. There's enough talent on that team, Scotty, that they should still make the playoffs, even without Tatis. Whether it, you know, their rotation with Darvish, with Snell,
no doubt,
and with Machado, Cronenworth's having a huge year. They have enough talent.
Hosmer, that they Pham, still, Myers.
That they should still get the second wild card. Even with Tatis hurt. So.
I mean, they have everybody on that team. And then they got Frazier at the deadline from the Pirates. Yeah. He's been tough.
But the Reds have been playing great ball. Padres have been really mediocre to bad for the last 6 weeks, maybe more.
They're 66 and 51, and, whatever. They've lost two in a row. They've still won 6 of 10, so it's not like the end of the world or anything. But, you know, the Reds are the concern. They're getting hot. So right now, it's 3. It could be 2.5 if San Diego loses tonight. They need to wake up and smell that Buena Vista coffee. And then in the AL, Oakland and Boston have it. Oakland by a game over Boston, and Boston 2.5 over the Yankees. Do you think I overreacted today to Zach effing Britton on Coast to Coast?
I don't think you overreacted. He sucks. I mean, what's there to say? I mean, the dude gets paid a ton of money, and he's been bad. Now, he hasn't pitched a lot this year, but when he has pitched, it's been awful. And look, I know that he used to be a closer. It's not why he came to the Yankees, but that's not an excuse. You need to finish that game out last night. You come back the way they did. You get the two homers in the top of the ninth. You got to finish the game. Now, a lot of people I saw today said, why didn't he pitch Chad Green? Why didn't he pitch Loaisiga? Why didn't he pitch this? Listen, it doesn't matter who he pitches. Everybody's been blowing it for the Yankees lately. Everybody. Every guy they brought in Kansas City earlier this week. Now, they ended up winning that game, but every guy they brought into that game let the Royals tied in the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th innings. So everybody's been bad.
Have you seen the end of this Lager game? They had a 3-point lead, had the ball with 15 seconds left, and they got it picked. I think that McClung threw a bad pass. I could be wrong.
I'm way behind you.
But they got a steal.
I got 35 seconds left in the game.
They got a steal, and they went to the other end and got the foul. There's 7 seconds left. The guy's at the line. He makes the first. Now it's a 2-point game. If he makes the next one, it's going to be a 1-point game, and there's 7 seconds left in the game. And what was it today? Wasn't it like 1.5 the spread in that game when we were doing it on Coast to Coast?
1.5.
The Lakers were laying 1.5, or they were getting?
Yeah.
They were laying.
I believe they were getting.
Wow. So right now, timeout, 85-84 Lakers. That's crazy, right? I mean, there's just a lot happening here. I mean, it is just crazy right now on the streets. I can't even keep up with all this stuff. There's a lot going on in terms of other news, too, that I noticed about tonight. A couple of them I saved over here. Did you see your boy Austin Matthews had surgery?
And then, I did not.
Canelo and Sweet Hands Plant. Your boy.
Did they figure it out?
Plant. They figured it out, but they're going to fight now in November, not September 18th. They a deal.
At least they're going to fight.
They're going to fight in November. And also Jalen Suggs injured.
Ah, oh, come on.
A sprained thumb. He's done in the summer league. Just like Jalen Green.
Yeah, once these high rookies get hurt in the summer league, that's it. They shut them down. They don't even take a chance. You're finished.
And then the Seahawks tight end Colby Parkinson breaks his foot. The tight end done. He's done for a while.
Well, 'tis the season for injuries in the NFL. That's all there is right now. Injury.
It is the season of injuries. Did you see the that story is amazing. The ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 are talking about an alliance.
Yes. And now, look, this is all because of what the SEC has done by dragging Texas and Oklahoma. They are on the, forming a quote-unquote super conference that's now going to have 16 teams. So I like this. So the other three conferences now looks like they're all going to get together, and they're going to give them the double bird. And they're going to have, some kind of a partnership between the three of them. That's 40 schools strong that they're going to have, possibly, to be able to combat what the SEC is doing down there. But those poor eight schools in the Big 12 right now, they're going to be left out in the cold.
I don't know. Was SummerSlam? There's no way they would have had SummerSlam on a Friday night, would they?
No, that's always a Sunday night thing, I believe.
Well, I don't know. They're showing highlights here. John Cena giving Roman Reigns the business.
Well, they have, they're like the UFC. Like, they have an event every night of the week.
They had a, maybe they had a little bit of pre-SummerSlam action.
Well, don't they have, like, all those shows, like Raw and SmackDown and all that? Like, it's probably something from that.
Your boy Cade Cunningham had 24-7 and three dimes tonight. He went off and beat the Knicks. I think on top of that, Obi Toppin had a 30-piece. 31-9-3 for him with two swats. Your boy Obi won.
30-piece. Obi. Wow. 30 spot. Getting involved.
There you go. I guess the last guy left standing in the Summer League is Cade Cunningham.
I know. And Mobley, right? Mobley's still there, too.
Davion Mitchell leads the Kings to another W, 19-4-3. And I just,
we still got a couple guys lighting it up. I mean, you got Sharif Cooper with the Hawks. He's been lighting it up.
So 86-84 Lakers, I guess they hit a free throw. So they're up two now, and I think they were laying 1.5. I think they might get it done for me. I'm on fire hitting things. We had look at this. During the Dodger-Met game tonight, some fan pointed a laser at Max Muncy.
Really?
To blind the competition. They had the laser out. They even show it. Crazy what's going on in this world. People are crazy. Let's go to the game and bring a laser. It's Pharrell on a Bench. Braves tie up the Nationals 2-2, bottom six. Astros still up 4-0 on the Angels in Anaheim in the 8. Padres tie up the D-Bags 2-2 in Zona, top 7. Giants up 5-2 in the 6th. Bottom half, 5-2 on the Rockies. Jays, Mariners still 2-2 in the 7th. NFL, Arizona, by the time I get to racially profiled Arizona, 13-6 over the Cowboys. Plenty of time left early in the 3rd. I hit the Titans to win and cover against the Falcons. 23-3, Tennessee wins it easily. The Falcons are hairdryer city. And the Bills, 16-15 on a last-second field goal by your boy Bass Pro Shops. 16-15, Buffalo wins it and covers, getting one. I'm 10-0 in NFL preseason bets, documented. Going for Arizona tonight. I need them to win and cover. Laying, I think, 1.5. It went to 2. I got 1.5 what I laid it as. Tomorrow, Carver High. You ready? Dolphins, Bears, Broncos, Vikings, Browns, Jags, Saints, Ravens, Jets, Giants in the Snoopy Bowl, Bengals, Bucks, Texans, Packers, Chiefs, Niners, Seahawks against the Raiders, Chargers, Rams. I bet on the Rams. I bet on the Seahawks. I bet on the Chiefs. I bet on the Packers. I bet on the Bucks to win, Bengals to cover. I bet on the Giants. I bet on the Ravens. The Ravens haven't lost a preseason game in the longest, I mean, like 17-0 or something like that. It's crazy. Their last 17. I bet on the Browns. I bet on the Vikings. And I bet on the Bears to win and Dolphins to cover. So you can get all my picks at PharrellOnABench.com all weekend long. I'll be balling. Carver High. I'll be drinking and thinking and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing and hurling and twerking. I'll see you Monday on Coast to Coast at 4 p.m. East. Have a great weekend, everybody. Peace.